My fault.
Goddamn Mondays. Welcome to
Panties in the Mouth.
Oh, yeah, we're going. What's up? Vibing out on a Monday. We had to record this earlier because Nate's making money moves.
No.
Nate doesn't have to dance.
I'm doing the exact. I'm probably losing money tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you're gaining.
But a good friend. You're gaining good times. Yeah, good friend. A good friend asked to come through something.
Yeah.
So I'm coming.
Yeah.
I feel that. Good friend vibes.
You gotta give it up for the good friends.
You gotta give it up for the homies.
Yeah. The homies, give it up for them all the time. What else do we give up for the homies? Girls. We give up girls for the homies.
Yeah,
give
dude.
Up.
Boys rule, girls rule. Everyone knows that.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm so happy to see you guys here.
What is first? Dude, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to hit this first take with both of you. Yeah. Yo, we never. This is just a random statement, but here at Panties in the Mouth, we never have do-overs.
Never.
Yeah. Not once.
No, not once. We only edit out fashionable agates and talk about dead Italian moms.
Oh, I like that agate is slowly catching on in the Discord. That rules.
Yeah.
But I still like Frieza. Frieza seems super accurate and fashionable. That's when you want to be like low-key homophobic. Like you want to be real. You know, what do they say? Like Drake always does sneak disses when I want to do sneak disses.
Fashionable feels pretty like... Yeah, it is kind of a sneak diss. Like,
that also sounds like dad talk about like you know Johnny's kid. He's a little fashionable.
Yeah. Did you guys watch Genius, the Kanye West documentary?
Not yet.
No,
not
I was yet. Telling Lamar.
I haven't watched anything. I watched like a couple episodes of Ozark. Yeah, and I just.
What do you mean you haven't watched anything?
Haven't been watching like anything. I've been skipping everything and watching Genius.
You gotta skip everything. It's genius.
Wait, before we get into it, we do have to give Kanye a shout out. He's everyone calls him a genius. I think genius. He's definitely a genius marketer.
Yes.
Because like he spent the whole Super Bowl weekend just being like, yo, Pete Davidson's a fucking dickhead. Pete Davidson fucking sucks. And then it's just like, and then Monday rolls around, Kanye's like, oh, what's that? Is that a 3-part documentary? Oh, where'd that come from? Oh my God. You might want to watch it. Anyway, Pete Davidson sucks. But yeah, Netflix, watch my documentary.
There's 2 parts. There's 1 part out. And by the time this is out, there'll be 2 parts. And then Donda 2 comes out the day before, the second part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye's cucking for money.
Cucking for money.
Yeah. He's like, if me and her split up, this guy fucks my wife after he fucked Ariana Grande. Yeah. It'll be news.
He's starting to make too much money. What is he trying to give her half? Kanye doesn't seem like a prenup. Oh, wait. What's the Gold Digger lyrics?
There's a lot.
What do you...
It's a whole song.
It's a 3-minute song.
Yeah, no, Andy, start at the top. That's not it. No.
Yeah, she's in trouble.
No, dude, none of the Jamie Foxx parts, only the Kanye West parts.
I ain't saying shit. I don't want to do this. Nick, you sing it?
You know, I didn't see it coming until it was almost too late.
Like you guys have a slow-mo motion?
It's just Andy saying Frieza. And then we all have to reluctantly fight.
Sorry, my fault. Like, I've been taking a lot of alpha brain.
Cheers. I tell you about I can't say I've been going to a kickboxing class, but I went to one twice.
You've been following a girl to one.
Yeah, I've been following this girl to this kickboxing class.
She's been fucking you up.
Whooping my ass, dude. No. We went to the kickboxing class. I came in a little late because I was busy.
How'd you get to this kickboxing club?
I was just driving.
No, I'm saying, like, who hooked you up with the free pass?
Drew Montana hooked me up with the free pass to this kickboxing class.
Does he wear sweatpants to that, too?
No. It was a dead class, and it was a full-day spar, and I fought the coach, like, twice. I fought the coach once, and he, like, took it kind of easy on me, and I was like, all right, cool. And then, like, it was later in the day, and I fought the coach again. And he was like kind of mad because I think he was mad because I wasn't hitting anyone in the face. but I was throwing wicked body punches. I was fucking winging somebody. I was like, pow. I'm sorry.
You were just fucking ribs up.
Yeah, I got a couple in. Yeah.
And you were hitting harder than you should have been
I should have been hitting in the I wasn't hitting in the face. I wasn't hitting people in the face.
Dude, you gotta be careful. I've been playing a lot of UFC 4, and when you do that, you dip down, you open yourself up to an uppercut.
Yeah.
Your shirt's making me too horny.
Yeah, dude, can you leave and just leave the shirt?
Just talk from the other room.
Guys.
Excuse me, guys. Quit objectifying my shirt. God damn, dude.
Where did you get that shirt?
I don't remember. Probably Spencer's.
That's
I got it from Spencer's.
When's the last time you bought something from Spencer's?
This shirt?
No, not what. When?
Like, I literally bought Steph something. Anal beads and
would you get it from Spencer?
No, I got her. T-shirt. It had like a unicorn on it, and it said "Full of Rage." It was cute.
Spencer's has some cool stuff, especially when you like anime and shit.
No, they do. It's so funny. Where it's go?
No, we can do Spencer's, but I won't.
Just stay with that excitement.
Go ahead.
You say that,
I got ADD. It'll be gone in a second.
Go.
I took an Adderall yesterday. All right, no, go ahead.
Fuck it. It's gone.
Spencer's,
but it was. Oh,
they have good.
I learned
stuff
about a dumb law that still goes that still exists in this city, in Jersey City.
What's that?
Jersey City has these nut ass obscenity laws, right? Where it's like all these like strict things.
Wait, did you say nut ass?
Yeah.
That rules.
Why?
I've never heard that.
You know, I feel like I've said nut ass around you. I've been saying nut ass since I was like a kid.
That's awesome.
He was a young lad.
You were a young fella. Sorry, nut ass ruled.
Take it, man.
All right.
People gonna be like, yo, Andy's dope. I knew he's down.
Wait, you trying
to rap podcast? Seems like a guy that once had a rap podcast. But it's a law right now in Jersey City that based around a bunch. It all started with like burlesque. They didn't want burlesque or something. But anyway, still to this day in 2022, it's illegal to have more than 6 sex toys in your house in Jersey City.
And dude, fucking sex toys are art, and you're fucking against censoring that shit. Dude.
I'm against, you know me, man.
Dude, you're fucking pissed off.
I mean, but this is just too horny though. This
come on, a little bit of censoring, dude. Come on. Little. Dude, look,
there's weed lease on her titties. She's censored.
Yeah, but she got big.
You can basically be like naked on Instagram or whatever, but there's still something about like, but let me see those 2 inches of nipple.
2 inches? Give me a fucking 6-inch nip.
Give me some Havana Grangers.
My fault. I limited the spectrum of nip.
Yeah, dude. I bet you imagine a pink nip too. Fucking idiot.
I think Andy imagined a brown nip.
Oh, I imagine a lot of nips. It depends on the day.
So yeah, my coach Superman punched me in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Did you have one of them things on? Like one of them?
No. It was
just this face.
Yeah,
just this big soft face.
Did he cock it like Roman Reigns?
No,
it's nothing. It's no marks though. You look like you ate it.
No, I did eat it. I went like, oh, and it was at the end.
Wait, he like jumped up and punched you in the face?
Yeah. Did you Superman punch him back?
No, because it was at the end. It was the bell ring, like the end of the ring.
Oh, he so perfectly timed it.
So I just had to like. It was like the end of the day, too.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't be like, yo, run it back. It was the end of the spar.
You should have just cheap shot
him. Just like stayed there. Like, yo, coach.
Just wait till he turned around and just smacked him in the back of the neck.
Dude, just like whatever.
You bitch me.
Whatever you fall near. Grab that and throw it at him.
It just means I gotta go back now. That's all it means.
Is that?
That's how he got you. He knew you. He read you like a book. He was like, this guy's pride. I'm a Superman punch this dickhead into giving me more money.
Yeah, was whoa, he like
Dave's the dickhead?
Whoa! Was right before
that was on the last one.
No. This is take one, dude.
You don't know. It's on the lost episode. The lost 16.
The lost tapes.
It was so bad.
Y'all ever heard the lost tapes by Nas?
No,
I don't think so.
Probably his best album, but sorry.
I'm unfortunately just hits on Nas at the moment. Mm. I haven't gotten deep into the catalog yet. Man, wait, so were you guys just sparring? Or did he like right before it happened, he's like, by the way, we're going 100%. Ding, ding.
And no,
like,
no, he didn't even go 100%. It was a full day of sparring. We're sparring everybody. I know what did it because I was sparring one kid, this one guy. He was like, it was a little bit, we were sparring a little bit. And I had him, are you okay, Nate?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just hit my balls with steel.
What the fuck? Oh, you hit your balls? Is that what that ding was? That ding. Dude, I got a...
I was sparring this guy. I did a back spinning. I did a spinning back kick to his chest.
Oh, you were showing out.
Yeah, I just threw it because I was like, I know I can do this and he won't expect it. So I did it. And the coach saw me and I was like, fuck.
Dude, you threw in a spinning back kick. That's the look so funny.
The guy's like, we're just doing jumping jacks. Like, calm down. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah. I threw the kick. The guy was like, ooh, nice. And I was like, and I looked over at the coach and his eyes got big and I was like, oh, he's gonna try to spar me.
Wait,
so I was trying to avoid him the whole until like the end. I was just trying to avoid him.
I bet you he thinks that you were hustling them. Like you came in there like, this is my first time at kickboxing. No,
I'm not hustling them. I know
that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I bet you that's what he saw. Yeah. He was like, this big ass dude just like do a spinning back kick out of out of nowhere with no training.
Yeah. It's funny to come in on like your buddy brings you to the kickboxing school and you're just like, oh, this is kind of cool. Spinning back kick.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he saw.
Yeah, dude. He was over there, like to quote Kanye, he was over there like, look at this dickhead.
Dude, fucking Naeem called me a bully the other day.
Who did?
Naeem Ali.
Oh, nice.
He called me a bully. We're at Helium hanging out. He called me a bully because he was with this girl and he told her I beat him at jiu-jitsu and she's like, oh yeah, good job. I was like, yeah, thank you. He was like, yo, he a bully. He challenged me. Like he made me challenge him. And then you go to Drew's kickboxing class and you just beat up everybody else. You a bully. I just know how to fight. That's all.
Have you gone to...
No, I just know how to fight. No.
Okay. But you are like self-trained though.
Yeah, no, because I remember like when we first started, like you banged out the Superman punch the one time and it looked good.
I remember
like,
that
too. You definitely like look shit up online.
And that was a bigger version of you. I remember thinking like, yo, that's like 1,000 pounds behind that Superman punch. I remember seeing that. I was like, yo, I never want to deal with that.
I remember it seemed like it was probably due to how big you were, but it seemed like you got so high. You're just like just this giant just like fucking double Mark Henry and you're like, oh no.
That's funny because that's like the thing I remember too. It was in the parking lot of that Rant Comedy Club.
He did he did it one time in fucking Brewworks.
At the Brew I remember the Brewworks.
We were downstairs in Brewworks.
I think that was the second time. Yeah, we were like, yo, do it again. I was like, look, man, I can do it again. It's good.
No, and he did it. He was just like, I don't know if I should.
That was the day I drank that that 24-ounce Monster. You remember that? Do you guys remember that or no?
No.
I don't,
I'm surprised you're still here.
I drank a full 24-ounce Monster and was like, whoa.
Is that the one? That's the one with the screw off cap.
Yeah.
That's pre drugs Lemaire too. Yeah. So that was like your first real high.
Yeah. It's Monsters.
Yeah. Oh yeah. How long
monsters
were you doing?
Monsters and Superman punches.
How long were you doing stand up before you started smoking weed? Probably like 5 years?
4 years, yeah.
4 years, yeah. Dude, I remember like there'd be times at Reading where you'd have like two ciders and we'd be like, get crazy.
Oh yeah, that was your thing. You used to just show up and drink.
He'd drink Red's Apple.
Was it Red's?
Yeah, he would drink Red's.
No, that was the other dude who used to drink Woodchucks there all the time. I remember it was just somebody who was in it as put me on the Woodchuck there specifically.
Nah, I was fucking Red's, dude.
Yeah.
Then they came out with they started doing too much.
How you get into ciders is like your main, like in your 20s.
No, ciders are a real don't drink a lot drink that people get.
No, yeah. I
see it whenever whenever my brother has his like fucking Warhammer meetups because they don't like party like that and it's just like a bunch of nerdy chubby dudes all drinking like Angry Orchard and fucking having their warriors fight.
Yeah, you know what's a Twisted Teas are actually kind of cool.
Twisted Tees are good.
Twisted Tees fucking bop.
Yeah, they're all of that shit is good.
Yeah.
I just meant like as you're like, you go to the bar, you sit down, you're like bartender.
I said, Apple, ale.
Okay, let me get to your
You rants. Have to act like it's new every time. Yeah. Cider, what's this? Can I get like 10 throughout the night?
About three more of them ciders. Wow.
Wow, this is really good. I've never had this before.
Do they sell these in the store? It's exclusive to your bar.
This is probably just a quick early run out in the bar, right?
Yeah. Is that like the go-to drink of doing nerdy things? Like doing nerd games?
I don't know.
I'm asking because I wasn't asking that for no reason. I was asking because LaMare was a thing. Like, and that was like that version of you. Yeah.
It's a non-drinker's drink.
Yeah, it's a non-drinker's
drink. If you don't drink, it's like, sweet, and if you don't drink and you don't want to get a mixed drink, it's the easiest thing to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But dude, gamers fucking, all the fucking, every time I fucking been to like game shit, they fucking black out. Like games and nerd shit, they fucking black out. Like they go crazy.
Well, I think there's like way more, because my brother was always in that like Magic the Gathering or like Warhammer's the tabletop. Yo, you were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! In the car. Calm down.
I'm just laughing about the way I'm moving. It wasn't nothing.
Oh, it was the way you were. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
You were defensive because of your brother's dorkness.
I was. You guys always laugh about it.
I would never laugh at a fellow dork.
I will, but it's okay. Like, yeah.
Nah, to be fair, you more make fun of me getting kicked out of the band.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing is that
didn't happen. But it's the funniest sentence whenever you say it.
Is it? Well, you were never invited to the band, which might be worse.
No, it
was. Well, no, Lil Andy peeking through the fucking garage door, seeing Dave and Dad practicing together.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk about the reality because that's way funnier. No, it was a.
Can I be in the band, guys?
You guys playing Little Bro Junk? Oh, I can play that on the drums. I'm like, get out of here.
They give you an unplugged guitar. An electric guitar.
Yeah. What was I? Oh, dude, I was reading a thing about the keyboardist for fucking Radiohead.
Yeah.
You guys know Radiohead?
I've heard of them.
Never.
You know the Patrice bit where he's talking about the white people song?
No, I know. I've
heard of that. Okay. I was reading a thing that the keyboardist was like, he was like, yeah, I showed up to practice. I didn't know how to play keyboard. I just liked the band.
Yeah.
And he just didn't turn his keyboard on.
Yeah.
And he said for like weeks. And Tom York, the lead singer, he'd turn around. He'd be like, I like what you're doing back there. He's like, it's not on. And then he'd slowly like turn the volume up because he would like fuck around at practice. Then he'd go home and like desperately learn chords and shit. And then he'd just every week he'd slowly turn it up. And just wait for like the lead singer to be like, not too bad. And he's like, okay, we're going up to two now on the volume.
Yeah, that guy could have done anything he wanted to do. With a mind like that.
Oh, dude, with that kind of drive.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Just to become a master keyboardist in 5 weeks.
It's crazy. I'm Tom York. I'm here to tell you how to become a master keyboardist in 5 weeks. You like a band? Lie.
They did the exact opposite in the Sex Pistols. They got Sid Vicious there. And they were like, they were playing. They're like,
dude, the wrestler?
No, Sid Vicious, the bassist of the Sex Pistols.
Psycho Sid.
He is the exact opposite. They brought him to the band, and then they're like, he sucks. Never kicked him out for some reason, and then just turned his shit off at concerts. But he was too fucked up on heroin to notice.
That's kind of what happened to Psycho Sid. I don't know.
They were just splitting the money. My bad.
It's okay, dude.
What were you saying?
You ever see what happened to Sid Vicious when he broke his leg?
Nah.
He was doing a top rope leg drop. Or like top rope big boot, and he like kicked, and his like other leg like buckled in like four. It was like Anderson Silva shit.
Mm.
Damn.
Did you? Oh, sorry, I was gonna get into wrestling.
Go ahead.
But did you see at fucking Elimination Chamber, dude? This dude just landed on his fucking head.
Yeah.
So they set him up. Drew McIntyre had the guy over his shoulders, and he was holding him by his feet.
It's a move called the Alabama Slam.
Yeah, and he's as I fall.
Oh, I would have. That'd have made me so happy. He's just all high hype in the wrestling.
And all you can see is my feet kicking in the air. And I'm just like, guys, seriously, help me. But no, he has the dude by the legs. The dude's hanging down. And what he's supposed to do is like just like flip him up. And then he lands flat.
Yeah.
Well, he like... I don't know if he's never really taken the move or what, but he like over rotated and just, if this is his head, just bonk.
He power dropped his head into the, cause when you take a, this is not to be like, you know, I'm not a professional wrestler yet, but you know,
let's say the little bear just does a swat top bob.
Let's just say in the coming months that might change. Okay. But I'm not a professional wrestler. Not right now, but let's just say maybe around the April 16th day that changes. But look, okay. So look, I'm not a professional wrestler right now.
Okay. I'm not. All right. He's like Andre 3000. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. I'm going to wrestle in April. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. But you're supposed to tuck your chin when you like get slammed so it doesn't like hurt. So he was tucking his chin when he was supposed to like hold it back.
Is he dead now?
No, he's not.
No, he got back up. It was funny too because
probably concussed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, you saw like once because usually when the wrestler loses and then the other guy's like on the ropes, like I fucking won, the dude will like lay there for a minute and then get up and walk out. Well, the fucking match ends. Dude goes up on the ropes like I won, and then they do a wide shot. He's gone. They immediately grabbed him and got him the fuck out of there.
Dude, did you see Corbin's face when he fell? He was like,
dude, and that dude, what like Corbin and then Drew McIntyre have to do, they're like, he might be dead soon. Yeah. But they have to just be like the Drew McIntyre just has to be like, I beat that pussy.
Yeah. Because
yeah. You know, he's legitimately worried for him, but his energy is still like, fuck that guy.
I whooped his ass. I whooped his arse. I kicked his arse. Cooked his arse.
Every time y'all bring up wrestling, all my heart wants to do is talk basketball right after.
You watched the All-Star game?
I didn't. I wasn't home last night, but I was hype off Embiid, and I wanted to tell y'all two old Embiid stories that I thought y'all would think are super, that were thought interesting. Go ahead. Get it out.
I don't have anything. I'm trying to think of something. I just want to hear the story start.
You're right. I was just rambling, and I'm still doing it, and I'm going to go on a little longer.
I might do it till the end of the episode.
This just might be what I do from here on. But no.
Nate Rants.
Yeah, Nate Rants.
You can't do it the whole episode.
Where are we at? I was just remembering how funny he used to be. He's mad calm now, but when his like first season, he got into some back and forth with Mia Khalifa. When he was just a boy, he got into a back and forth with Mia Khalifa. She tried to like insult him. He was like, okay, coming from the lady with miles a D.
just on Twitter.
Yeah. But my favorite thing he ever did was he tried to bag Rihanna when he first got into the NBA. Yeah. And then she was like,
Is it still via Twitter?
Yeah, I think so. And then she was like, come talk to me when you're an all-star. And like, this is just him being a nobody in the NBA. That was just her shitting on him. And then he became an all-star. And an interviewer came up to him and was like, are you going to try to get Rihanna again? This is like a year or two later. And he's like, she had a shot. Like,
damn.
David King.
Yeah. So I just, you know. Trying to balance out.
That would be funny too. After saying that, and then when the interviewer walks away, he's just like, because he's like, "We're fucking so bad." the energy and control to deny Rihanna. Oh my,
Rihanna.
He might not have still had a shot, but he might have known that. He might have been like, "I'm gonna get her before she gets me."
Yeah, true.
It's funny though. It's a good goof. Was it Super Bowl this weekend? No, it was
All Star game.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I didn't care this much.
About the All-Star game?
Yeah.
This was supposed
to be some good highlights. I
think this was the best one in a couple of years, people were saying.
I watched a few highlights this morning. There was a bunch of Steph Curry doing the fucking shoot the three and start walking before it even hits the net.
Yeah, he did one that was like from the fucking logo. And he it's like the ball's like about to touch the ceiling. I'm not exaggerating, but it's like midway in the air from a fucking logo shot. Yeah. He's already going back.
He also ran up to the 3-point line and then was like, nah, and went back to the logo and shot it up and then did the walk away.
Yeah.
And he was like, when they showed him, he was like half fucking skipping when he was doing it.
Dude, a skip?
Dude, he was getting a jump in there.
Dude, a skip is faster than a walk. And a run.
It's efficient.
Faster than a run.
It can't be faster than a run.
A skip is faster than a run.
No, a skip is more efficient long term than a run. Like, if you had, if you like, say if I'm going like a mile or something, and I gotta go quick as possible, I'm gonna skip that mile. I'm not
instead running. Of jogging it.
What?
Instead of jogging,
you're yeah, gonna skip. Yeah, I'm gonna skip that
mile. You know, a skip is a better full body workout
too. Especially too, it depends on what you have to do. Do I have to get there and not be a sweaty mess? Well, I'm gonna skip it, not run it.
Okay.
Yeah, you skip down the street to hang out with your dudes? You're like, yo, boys, let's
put some dogs. Can we start doing that? Can we roll up to places all in unison? Like, God damn it, that'd be, oh, it'd be cold as hell.
Cold as ice.
That would be no selling a skip. That'd be the hardest shit in the world.
We're no freight trains, so no, this would be a problem.
Just skip up to a group of people, and then everybody's like, what's going on? Just like, yo, just saying what's up.
Yeah, just like not even, it doesn't even register to you that like anything happened.
Just skip up to the bar, can I get two Heinekens?
You skip up to a girl, you're like, how you doing, babe? You can even time it too, where you get like the big arms in, and then like the one arm it lands around her. Damn.
You're next level skipping.
Dude, I'm trying to get distance. I get the arms into it. How do you skip with no arms?
No, you got to. It's a full body workout.
Oh, okay.
Man. I skip with my hands in my pockets.
Damn, dude.
You're like, I skip straight as hell.
You're more like probably a pogo, even. Dude. I skip whole with two guns.
Twirling them. That would be great. Hands in the pockets, leaning back a little bit.
Like a cool ass skip. Yeah.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us skippers.
It's a loud table.
Or you did it loud.
Yeah. Could have picked it up.
Yeah, dude, you can't blame the table.
Yo, Andy, didn't you do a crazy thing the other day?
Oh, my God. Wow, you organically bringing that up. I got to tell you about this, Nathan. Let me hit you with it. No, I,
Cha-cha.
Yeah, I was, we were having fun. Gardini had a show in, at Sesh.
Yeah.
And then after it was in China.
And then y'all were there, let us know.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Let us know.
Yeah.
And then we all, when that finished up, we were in Chinatown, so there wasn't anywhere to eat. So we walk over to this pizza place like 3 blocks away. I'm hammered, and I order my pizza, and then like Gardini, Big Ass Chris. No.
Big Chrissy.
Big Chrissy, my fault. Yeah. And then...
Big Ass Chris.
It's appropriate. If you've seen Chris, it's appropriate.
He is big. Yeah. As Gardini would say, big as hell. And then, who's it, Derek? No, Dave.
Hawkset, yeah.
Yeah, just Dave. Nothing else to describe Dave. And no, we were getting pizza, and I was drunk. I was eating my pizza, and I look over yonder at this bodega across the street, and I see what I've come to realize is a rap video happening.
Yeah.
And then I go, that looks really fun. And I was telling, no, I wasn't telling these guys earlier.
You can pull it up. Like perfectly, just right now.
Perfectly, first time ever.
The moment from earlier.
Yeah, but no. Normally,
no. God damn it, let me.
Who to find out? No, and normally I wouldn't do shit like this, but yeah. So Gardini's across the street. They came out. They were like, "Where the fuck's Andy?"
Okay. Can I tell you how he told it to me? Because that's one of my favorite things. That's what made it so funny to
can
me.
Can you do it as Gardini?
Well, it was in tech, so I don't know.
What the hell?
Hey, Nate, the other night we were hanging out. And
what'd you say?
Oh, no, don't turn down the music. I'll just say it normal again.
But he texts me. He just sends me this video, and it's already funny because like I don't know if it'll be hard to see on YouTube, but like, you know, when I was looking at it on my phone, I could clearly see you. So he sent that first, and I just see you doing what you're doing in the video, and then he just tells me he's like yo dude, no, he didn't tell. He said he told no one he was doing this. No one asked him to. I literally just turned to Chris and was like, have you seen Andy? And Chris goes, he went that way. And then when they look in that direction, they just see what's happening in the video.
Wait, was it Big Chrissy? It was Big Chrissy.
It was Big fucking Chris.
He was like, where did Andy go? He was like, I don't know. And he lifted his arm up. He
went down. Why is it sideways?
It's the end. It's got to go again.
Sideways.
Yeah.
So this is what I see.
Just me having my best rap video energy.
And like you can only see it for a split second at the beginning, but you're holding a pizza. Like no, it's not. There's not like everyone in that group is holding a pizza. You just see Andy come into this mix with a pizza.
Dude, he was in there, dude. Andy was in the mix,
wearing his fucking Carhartt.
Oh yeah, that was yo. So yeah, so I'm in a Carhartt and my trucker hat, just looking like a good old boy. And yeah,
what's a good old boy? You just said that the first time you told this story.
I don't know. It sounded right. Would be a good old boy? It's just like a stereotypical Southern dude.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm in there and I'm like, they played like the one verse for a second and then it stops. And then I just hear this guy like touch my shoulder. He's just like, hey, man, I'm going to need to get out of video respectfully. And I was just like, I'm throwing it off. Right. Like my aesthetic. It's not working with everything. I get it. That's completely fair. And also, I didn't know because I've heard musicians post like, hey, we're shooting a video here. Just meet up. And that's what my brain told me that was happening. So I just was like, yeah, they're gonna be so hyped I'm in there. Dude,
they moved you because you're in it. Like, you're probably in it.
Yeah, I mean, I was like listening to the director. Like, he was like, all right, I'm gonna need you guys to have a lot of energy, and I'm just like, I got that. Yeah, I was like,
dude, you're
was
about like, to be a meme.
I was going off.
You're about to be an NFT, dude.
But yeah, that was very.
Damn, if you don't own digital, you that'd be nuts.
Oh shit, someone can buy me.
Digitally.
Well, maybe in real life if I'm horny. Yeah, turn that shirt inside out. Yeah,
come on, man.
No, I remember I wore this shirt to like it was like a fancy place. I can't remember. It was a place in Easton called Pearly Bakers.
Say it again?
Pearly Bakers. Oh, okay. Sorry, they were doing a show there. And I wore this.
Wait, did I? I'm sorry to cut you off. Did I ask you earlier? Where did you get that? Is that a Spencer's?
Yeah, it's for sure from Spencer's.
Yeah. Okay. Because that has super Spencer's energy.
Yeah. Big Spencer shirt. Spencer's is cool shirts.
I'm not shitting on it.
Okay. Better not, dude.
I'm not shitting on your dumb fucking shirt,
dude. I know how to take a Superman punch. You better not.
That is a great way to describe your fight stats. I can take the shit out of a Superman punch. Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off, because I will let you go to town on my face. That's so fucking funny.
Dude, I've been playing seafood. That's how I feel.
Yo, LeMaire, how much? How dope is it?
It's dope. It's dope. It's super dope.
You wonder how dope seafood is? I think I watched like 30 minutes of a playthrough.
Dude, it's fun. Most of the game.
It's fun. It looks cool as hell. They kind of like made it feel like a fucking kung fu movie.
Yeah.
It seems like a cool, but it is. I should just avoid it. It's going to be constant shit being pushed in.
Yeah. But you know, if you gave it time, you get it.
Yeah. Start to learn it.
Yeah, but it would take. You would really have to put time into. Yeah, you'd have to just like keep replaying the first level, get the hang of that, and then you'd get it.
Yeah.
So you've been crushing Sifu?
Yeah, I've been playing it a little bit. Jibs is probably still at my house playing it right now.
How are you doing in it?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm up to. I got up to the third level, I think.
What age were you when you got there? Are you going back and like to get your age younger by the time you get farther, or you just keep replaying and just beat it in one run?
Oh,
because that's how I did it. Like I got to like the third level at like 50 and then just kept, like, I was just no way I was going to win.
Yeah,
so I had to go back, and eventually I beat the first level at 20.
The first way is to like, the first way I'm going to like, I'm trying to do just beat it at first, and then I'm going to like figure out like, right now I'm figuring out the best tree roots, and I think like the weapon kick, you know, the environmental, that's like the most important, like that's the most important buff that he gets.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of them.
I'm just trying to play through and discover the systems real quick. Jibs was in there doing like fucking dash cancels like he's playing Street Fighter. I'm like, dude, this isn't Street Fighter. You got to slow down.
What's that again?
Dash cancel. It's like a dash cancel. You do like a medium attack and then you do forward forward to cancel the hit. So you can do like another hit.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
What's it called? Friday gaming wise for me. Friday is like, I don't want to do anything Friday. I think I have things I'm supposed to do, but
Elden Ring.
And it's James Harden's first game with the Sixers. So it's just all my shit.
That's a fucking Nate ass day.
Nate ass day, man. So I don't know. I might cancel any.
You're like weeds getting a software update. It's free chicken parm night at the titty bar.
And it's raining white women with fat asses.
It's just raining white titties.
It's raining pogs.
Tony Bologna was like, hey man, we're selling not enough pizzas here.
Take the rest of them. Yeah.
Thank you.
That would be great. You walk in and like, also, our chef's going to suck your dick. And then you see like the old Italian guy and he's like, huh? And it's like, uh-uh. Yeah. It's just some like hot pick chick with a chef hat.
It is Sarah J.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chef moves. He's like, no, this way. And he's like, shoo. She comes in from the freezer. So there's steam.
Burn it. Burn it. Trying to think. Twins.
Wait, where's that from? And Twins?
And Twins. That's a song. I can't remember the song.
I remember it from something.
It was in Scary Movie 3.
It's got to be from more than that, though.
In the movie? No, it was Scary Movie 3. That's where I remember it being the funniest was Scary Movie 3.
Are you talking about Wazza?
Yeah, no. Dude, that's Scary Movie 2, I think.
That's Uno.
Is it?
Yeah.
That might be Uno. Did that commercial hit you when it came out?
What commercial?
The Wazza Up.
Nah, it was...
I remember I was like the perfect age and mindset for that to just crush to me.
I remember Deli Boy started doing it and I was like, all right, dudes.
Who?
I know where it's from.
Where?
It's a Coors Light commercial. I'm about to send it to the
It is a Coors Light commercial. It is. Because it was like...
Shit. I'm starting to remember
this. They're like, make you order like two, like, you know, get two Coors. In twins.
It's in there. I sent it the wrong... Hold on. My fault.
Who'd you send it to?
No, I sent it to the messages instead of the IG.
In twins. Oh, yeah. Dude, we gotta get YouTube Premium.
Is that an ad?
No. Damn, dude. No ads. We're fucking flying.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay, Andy.
We only hate when you use it.
No. You can always take it from me. No one's more, stopping. Dude.
You guys hit the mouse.
I'm peace and positivity. I just say, take your time, man.
Gina Lee.
Friends. And twins.
And
yeah, commercials can't be this sexy anymore.
Dude, that's when you could like promote fun in a commercial, and now Gillette has to be like, hey guys, stop raping.
Dude, this was a Super Bowl commercial.
And twins.
Parties that never end. Twins. And
twins. That energy is great too, because it's like, oh, two hot twins. And then because like a lot of those things, if you take it to the logical conclusion, you'd be in the room with them and you're like, well, but you're sisters and I don't want to
I don't want to date either of you.
All right, if you were actually had the opportunity to fuck twins, it would bother you that they're sisters?
Touche.
I'd be like, they're weird, not me. Like, I'm not.
Are they touching each other?
I don't know, Andy. Whatever's happened.
No, because I've definitely. Have you ever watched twin porn?
No, I haven't.
It's not real, dude. Fucking idiot. Never. He thinks twins have sex with each other? It's fucking gay.
Well, no, that was the.
Fucking retard.
Yeah, fucking. What the hell? What the hell?
I'm sorry, guys.
Did you see somebody came at us for that?
Oh.
For what?
Oh, yeah.
What the hells?
What do you mean?
I'll say it after we record.
Someone was saying we were being fraudulent or something.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just biting the hand that feeds us.
What the hell? Is that what they said?
Yeah, basically.
Word for word.
Oh, no, no, no. That was just how I chose to word
it. Oh, no. The thing I was going to say about the twin porn, they never actually touched.
Mm. Oh, it was real twins?
Yeah, it was real twins, and they never actually touched. Any of the ones I saw, they never actually touched. And I was like, I remember watching that, like...
Like with that will they, won't they energy.
Yeah, like...
You know which one was fucking wild? You ever see Nate? I know you know this name. You know this name. This is a this is for sure in your genre. I'm going to say the first name, and you'll know for sure. She's Paul Mia Markova. She did old porn where she was, like, fucking this guy in front of her mom. Like her real mom.
Her actual mom?
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a broken family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Like having sex with your sister. In twins.
Like having sex with your sister. Who's a twin?
Partners that never end. Dude, that commercial rocked, dude.
Yeah, I don't think I would let them being twins bother me at that moment.
You don't think so?
Is that weird of me?
I mean, I don't know.
Because I'm not being weird.
You said that like you're like, I'm not sure if I'm being weird.
I'm not.
You said that like you're hyping yourself up.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Go.
I'm going. I'm going.
No, you're just in your head like, they're weird. You rule, Nate. They're fucking weird.
I think I'm more asking than anything.
Yeah.
Is it weird for the non-twinny? Like, maybe if they're touching each other, that's weird.
Here's the thing.
If you're like rubbing each other's titties or sucking them, that's...
Yeah, here's the thing.
I think that's a part of the affair.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. I would probably get to the point where I got into a room with twins. And then I'm saying there is a strong likelihood that at some point they'd start doing something to each other and I'd snap out of it and be like, ah, sisters! And like fucking run out.
Mm. The people, let's put it up to the people. You guys, if you had sex with twin sisters, please... Please tell us. Oh, Gmail us. PITMpodcast@gmail. Or fucking go to the Discord. Fucking contact us however else.
Yeah, watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah. Post your twin sex story somewhere.
Or if you like, people probably don't really actually have that. But
what?
Twin sex stories. But even if they don't have it, theories. I want to know your twin sex theories. Yeah. Is it weird if they touch?
If one comes, the other feels it.
Just if they think just a poll, basically, isn't it weird for you? It's weird for them no matter what.
Yeah.
But even if they're not touching each other, like, it's weird. They shouldn't be.
Yeah. And if it's not weird for them, it should be.
It's weird until they start to cry. Then they start to cry, then everybody's weird, especially you for staying.
Yeah, but
what if we're trying to make them feel better?
Yeah. What if that's like part of it?
What if you're like, girls, I'm getting Grubhub. Calm down. What do you want, Panera?
Okay.
You want bread or a cookie?
Women really love tacos.
You said what?
Tacos.
Who loves tacos?
Women.
They like tacos.
You can't think it. You can't be like, damn.
Girls like popcorn.
Popcorn? No.
I agree with that more than women love tacos.
Tacos?
I mean, women love tacos. I agree with, but it's women love pizza. Women love.
Nah, dude. You ever go? Let's get Mexican. She's you go. Let's get taco. Let's get some burrito. Let's
get some tacos. You want to get some carnita?
Let me get some guac.
Girls do love guac.
I love guac. Am I a girl?
Damn, dude.
Nate, we didn't even tell you. You're a beautiful girl.
I'll put my dick out, right? I'll put it right here.
Your girl dick?
Put it on Andy. Put it on Andy's side of the table. I'm not questioning.
Little man's like, yo, miss me with that lady dick.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling this one either. Let's start over.
No, this one was we were firing.
Dude, I went to a place in Brooklyn.
And then I let him finish.
That was the whole thing.
Pew pew. Pew pew. Went to this place in Brooklyn yesterday called All Day Skate.
He told me about
this. Went to a skating rink?
No. No, no, no.
Wouldn't you think that too?
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was like, oh, you guys skated before? Because they had a show last night. I was like, you guys went roller skating before a show? And he was like, not quite.
I thought it was roller skating. I'm Brian Fennell.
Okay.
I thought I was like, yeah, let's get, we'll be able to watch people roller skate. Somebody will fall. We'll drink a beer and then we'll go back. We're going to a show. We'll go to a show. And then we walked to this bar and it's called All Day Skate. And Brian was joking away. He was like, what if this is...
Did you just honk the titty?
Yeah. Yo, you didn't see that?
I saw you reach, but it didn't register.
I twisted his t-shit nipple. I didn't actually touch LeMaire. I just twisted the t-shit nipple.
My shirt was so violent. I felt it. I like didn't want to say anything. But damn.
Yo, dude. Old no consent Andy over here.
Yo, you should have seen that. You should have seen that Gillette commercial. You would have known what to do.
And twins. yeah, so Brian was like, what if this is like a gay place and they're just like just chilling, just like fucking all dudes everywhere. And I'm like, dude, that's funny, people are skating here, it's called All Day Skate. And we get to the front and it's a big pink building and I'm like, all right, that's a little suspicious, but you know, it's a skate place, it can be suspicious. And
so y'all were still thinking you were going to go skating?
No, to drink, just to watch people fall.
Oh, that's yeah. What you're saying.
And we walk in and then it's just like drag queens and just like doing karaoke at this bar. And we're like, yeah, dude, we should have guessed. We're fucking idiots.
You walk back out, you realize the name of the bar is All Day Skeet. Oh, it's on us. We messed up.
I was like, yeah. When we were walking away, I was like, dude, I bet you look at this place from the sky, it's just like a dude's butthole, just like a starfish fucker. Yeah.
That is great to paint your whole building pink. That's a commitment.
Yeah. It's so funny that we just like walked up and we're like,
we should have known.
Yeah, it would be great if you turn to the bartender and you're like, is this a gay bar? And the bartender's like, what, the pink building? Is the pink building a gay bar? Yeah, get over here, suck my dick, idiot.
Oh, I went to Joy Rose's too yesterday.
How was it?
Dude, it's great. Fucking good, dude. The sandwiches were, I had two sandwiches. They were so good.
Yo, I had two Panera the other day. Two sandwich lunches, a good day.
I had two sandwiches.
You're like, I'm fat too. We're all
fat. Yeah, dude. I mean,
what'd you get?
There's one called The Local. It was pretty good. And there's one called The Beefy.
What was on it?
One was like a turkey sandwich and one was a beef sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one was like roast beef.
Those drones, I haven't been there yet, but they always look good as hell. Dude, every picture I see.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of people say good shit about that.
Dude, it's badass.
Wait, was the beef?
And it's a cool place.
Mm-hmm. Was the beef sandwich like one of those simple ones where it's just like beef and mozzarella?
Beef, mozzarella, cherry peppers.
Did they give you the au jus to dip it in?
No. I think it was mortadella.
They just did they like drench it in the sauce?
No.
Or the shoot.
Is it a vibe a place you do eat in there? Like, cause I know it's like a bar too. Is it mostly, does it seem like people get the food to go usually or they're
some people eat at the bar. Yeah, we're eating at the bar. Okay. Comedians were walking in, it was cool. Well, Gio Perez walked in, it was cool. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool too. Like DeRosa, I feel like the pandemic happened and he's like, this all could go away. I better do the things I want to do. And he's like, I'm going to open a restaurant.
Yeah.
That's always hype.
Always happy to see a comedian win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Damn, I want a sandwich now.
Yeah, you did trigger that.
I'm sorry.
What was the bread like? Tell me about the bread.
Oh my, don't even get me started on the bread. Dude,
because that's the thing. Some people don't think about the bread and it's like, dude, good ass bread. Dude, at work, they got us some fucking sandwiches and the bread like months ago.
Yeah.
And I still think about that bread.
Yeah.
Because it was so crucial to the sandwich.
Dude, they got like a ciabatta bread.
Yeah.
But they like toast the bottom.
What? Wait.
Like they just like toast.
Like the inside.
No.
They wait, toast. The like sandwich together toast the bottom?
Yeah, of the.
Does that do to it?
It gives it crunch, dude.
Shut up.
I'm just enjoying watching my homies enjoy sandwich facts.
It gives it a good crunch.
So what God. Do they have like a flat top there or like a panini?
I don't know.
Oh, because the kitchen's in the back.
Yeah, it's only like. It's only crunchy on one side.
Sometimes they have it in the front.
It's like it might. It's like only crunchy on one.
Well, because I'm curious how he. I'm curious how he toasted it. Like, yeah. If he had a flat top or they put.
It seems like he went like this.
Do you guys want to go get Joey
Roses? I'd be down.
You put that thing. I gotta go back.
You gotta go back.
I just died crying. it's bread. The bread's like pressed on one side, and then they like the meat, and then that. And it's
that sounds pretty tight.
It's so fucking good.
God damn.
I haven't stopped thinking about it. Just like it's remember Sasha Banks and Melina at the Horny Rumble. It's right next to
the split, dude. The split off?
Yeah, they're number one and number two for moments of the year in my life.
They're your top two jack material?
Yeah, of this year, yeah.
Sasha Banks and Joey Roses?
Yeah.
What's your go-to sandwich in that kind of scenario?
I would usually go for an Italian. Mm. Yeah, I like
Italian. What do you do, mayonnaise or do you do oil and vinegar?
I got really high one time and got barbecue on it.
Yeah.
And that bad.
Yeah.
Yo, in my mind, I was like, no way it was good.
So there was this summer where when Jay still lived, like
all of the Italians were like, what is he doing?
They're like, they're going back and forth, like, right. Yeah,
all their chest hairs was like, no, man. Dude, they took your gold chain.
They
were so
grabbed it. They burned your tracksuit. Oh my god, yeah.
How Italian it was that you got us all tracksuits with our names on it for your wedding. It didn't hit me till right now.
Oh, yo, that was Italian as hell.
And you weren't even, it was just in your heart. Like,
yeah. There was just what I just like, no thought. I was like, well, I gotta get tracksuits.
Dude, me and Pat's don't fit anymore, dude.
Oh, yours dude, are, you and Pat's?
Pat, yeah, we gotta go to the tailor's.
Yeah, mine doesn't fit anymore either.
Yeah, but also it was in a different way. That was a bad gift in hindsight because, like, it's like, well, it was like the thought was very nice, but like, no one's got you got none of you we guys are
never wear.
You can't walk around. I thought about it. I put it on the one day just out of like, I grabbed it, and then I just have a Adidas track jacket that says Andy.
Let's wear them next weekend.
PITM Live. What's next weekend?
When we're doing
that. Oh, yes. Yes. Yep. Next weekend in fucking.
Yes.
Bring them. Yes, dude.
Let's wear them. Get some Ray-Bans.
All of us wear them. There'll be like six shows. All we got to do is we just do it once. Just one late show, we do it. Like Sunday show.
That would be great too, opening for Shane, and we're all wearing Adidas track jackets. And he's just going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, this is at me, isn't it? I don't know what this is. Wait, what was I talking about?
Track.
Oh yeah, the Italian. No, there was a summer. Jay, we always talk about him, Jay Simpson. He lived right.
Gotta have.
He lived near me. Talked about him too much. He lived near me. There was a summer I'd go over to his place after work all the time. We'd get high, watch Workaholics. He lived within.
I'm fresh.
He lived within like 20 steps of a Wawa. So we'd get high, watch Workaholics, go get Wawa, and the
get
one
experimental.
Yeah. I would just the one night I was just like, I love Italian and I love barbecue. Then I got it done, and I'm just back in Jay's apartment, like it's all bad. It's so bad.
Did you finish it? You finished it.
I finished it.
I knew you did.
Because well, I wasn't going
to power through.
I was fucked up. I had to get the food inside me. I wasn't going to go buy another one. Because, no, dude, I remember I was down hard that summer because we would just go.
Damn bad.
Get fucked up. And, no, I was hard. I was hard the whole time. I wasn't doing good and I was a wreck. And we just, like, get high and buy, like, fucking every night of the week by like $20 worth of Wawa.
Wild, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember I spent a summer eating Chinese food and just watching Digimon. Just like sitting in my mom's house in the living room, just like here all day. Just like $5 Chinese food, dude. It was the best.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, it does. I wasn't trying to no sell it. I was just living in the fantasy.
Yeah. I was just sitting in the fucking beautiful world you created.
That That was the first time I watched bestiality porn. You ever watch that?
No. Well, the one time I've ever seen
the one time?
No, yeah, the one time. Because this kid who actually, he when I was in high school, he was like one of the funniest dudes. Mm-hmm. But he told me and my homie Dante, he was like, yo, the thickest bitches are. No, he's just like, he's like, the thickest bitches are on ZooTube.com. and so we typed that in, and it's just fucking like wild on that. And we didn't, like, we were in my parents' living room.
Yeah, that's
like, we
so
were just,
funny.
And, you know, just like, oh, fuck is this? And got off. But that was the most.
How old were you?
We were in high school. I don't know exactly how old. I can't remember like what grade it was in.
You ever been to Lemon Party, Nate?
Nah,
never. You would love it.
Dude. Oh, you never hit there. The classics?
You got to go to Lemon Party.
No.
Yeah, there was
a lemon. Tell me exactly what it is right now and be honest.
You got like the biggest bitches over.
They do. I remember that about Lemon Party. It's all thick pogs.
Well, I'm not into pogs anymore, so we're all lying here. Nobody's being honest with each other. I hate pogs. Sarah J means nothing to me.
He's flipping the script.
No, it's just
what were the other ones? Dude.
Meat spin?
Dude, you knew them all.
Yeah, when you're in a computer class, they fucking try to get you a lot.
Oh, no, yeah, because that was before, when we were younger in, like, elementary school, that was before, like, firewalls were as good,
yeah.
Or, like, they would use them as much. There was one for a minute where it was, like, blink182.net, and it would be on the same, you know, just thick pogs.
Yeah. Huh. Like, what was actually on these things, though?
It was like Lemon Party was old guys fucking.
It was old dudes sucking each other off.
How did y'all know about that? Well, I guess the same.
It was just one of those. Like,
I went to high school with white guys, dude.
That makes sense. Yeah, no one, if anybody at my school would have known that, they'd have died before they shared the information.
Yeah, that does have white goof energy.
Meat spin, it's like two dudes fucking and one guy's dong is just spinning.
Yeah. And they were gifts, so they would just be a never ending dick spin.
Yo, that
it would be it'd just be a solid goof. You tell your friend, check out this website.
White dudes have so much fun with dicks. Like, it's
gay jokes are like the cornerstone of our friendships.
You remember You Just Got Pwned?
Is that another website?
Yeah, you'd put a like it'd be natemarshall.youjustgotpwned.com and it'd be like Nate Marshall, you just got pwned.
And that was the whole website?
Yeah, but it's just like pwned, 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 pwned.
And then a big old dick comes out, right?
Nah, dude. No dicks and pwned.
That doesn't sound like fun then.
Sounds lame.
Do you remember there was a time in gaming where everyone was like rape? Remember that or no? Was that not in your game community?
I know what you're saying, but you need to add way more context.
When you're just like embarrassing someone, you're just like, you start yelling, rape.
Oh,
rape?
You're like raping. Like, like you got raped.
Yeah, rape. Like
if you're fucking somebody up. Yeah. It was before Pwned and all of those other things. Yeah. I remember that time.
Is it retro now?
We can bring it back.
You know what? That's a way better call to action. Just start screaming over rape on game chat.
Well, imagine I'm losing it, man. I'm like, rape, rape, rape.
I am being raped.
Or when you're winning, just, I'm raping the shit out of you right now.
That was one of the best Dane Cook jokes. Where he's talking about saying rape a bunch when you're playing a video game. Where you're like, I got raped. And he's like, I don't know if you'd interview a rape victim. And they'd be like, what was your experience like? And you're like, have you ever been playing Halo? And you're about to win and then you get killed? It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Dane Cook. Check him out at danecook.com.
/ you got pwned.
Dane Cook / you got pwned.
Oh, man, dude. I hope they fill the Discord with websites like that. That'd be so funny. That'd be so funny.
Nate's going to get tricked by one of them.
No, I don't click things. I don't click anything in the Discord.
It's going to be like, it's just going to be like, no, seriously.
Everything is a setup.
No, seriously, Nate. It's the video of Sarah J you've never, ever seen before .com. You'd take a risk on that one. If it was a fresh Sarah J.
Not in the Discord. No buttons, my thing.
You ever think about sensual sex with a porn star? Would that be funny? Because do you think they still do the porn noises? And they're like, oh, you know, like, are you practicing with me?
I'm okay with it. I would think any sound they make is phony. I've seen the dicks they take. I'm not going into that expecting to.
Would you think that'd make you feel good on set, though? Even if, like, you know, like, because I saw behind the scenes recently where they were like, BTS, where they were just like stopping and starting so much that you're like, oh, in this moment, you're not even like enjoying the fact that you're not even like reaping the benefits of fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just naked acting.
Yeah.
But there's still gotta, like, if the director lets it go long, there's still gotta be a moment where you like lean into the fakeness of it and you're like, these sounds sound great. You know what I mean? You just let it happen. You're like, yeah, I am doing all this.
She should be a porn star. She should make helicopter noises. It's like, pew, pew, pew.
She starts singing jock jams.
up the jams.
I'm coming super hard.
Yeah. And twins.
That's what we needed. Mm. Yeah.